Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And today's guest is David Pissarra, a nationally recognized expert on divorce and family law in Santa Monica, California. As a professional speaker, he's presented for many organizations, and as an author, he's written 5 books. His latest is called What About Wally? Co-parenting a pet with your ex. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. So welcome, David.
Hi, Stacey. How are you?
I am doing fantastic. And this is a great topic. What, you know, obviously, divorce. Talk about the kids. You have assets. But a pet is a part of your family. It's like all those emotions, I'm sure, maybe not to the level of your own children, but of course there are couples that don't have children and they have pets and they're just like their kids, right? So what have you seen? What are some of the reasons that you've written this book, and what do you want people to know about co-parenting a pet?
We wrote What About Wally about 2 years ago because we're noticing an increase in the number of couples that are fighting over their animals. My co-writer is a publicist and veterinary expert. He speaks all over the country. And what he's come across are more and more couples that are trying to figure out, like, how do we handle this? And he came to me and he said, you know, Dave, I've got this idea. I want to write a book about dogs and divorce. And my immediate reaction was, that has got to be the smartest thing I've ever thought of. Because at first it was like, okay, who would ever argue over a dog and divorce? But when I thought back over my 15 years experience, the very first divorce I ever did right out of law school, we were arguing over the dog. I actually did a pet custody case back in 1999 when I was first a lawyer, and we set up visitation with the Golden Lab between husband and wife. So the reason why this is happening more and more is because I think fewer people are actually having children in marriages and in couples, and they're replacing those emotions and that bonding that happens with children with the pet. So when they break up, now they're both very attached to the animal, but how do you handle the custody and visitation?
Well, you know, I can totally relate to this. When I was very young, my parents divorced, and the first thing I thought of, I'm living with whoever's got the dog. That's all I could think about. That was just as a child, of course. But yes, you're so right with this. You know, the way that the pets are just revered by their families, I could totally see that happening. So you are actually setting up visitations.
We are, and one of the things that we do in What About Wally is we talk about how the dog can actually go with the child. So when a child goes back and forth between mommy's house and daddy's house, or mommy and mommy's house, or daddy and daddy's house, the dog actually can act in younger children like the security blanket, because that provides the continuity and the consistency of having something that they're attached to that goes with them. So it actually makes the process easier and more stable. And when children are involved, obviously our best interest is what's going to be keeping them most emotionally stable. And by writing in that the dog goes with the child, we're now allowing a system to happen for a greater security of the child's emotional well-being.
And David, what has been the biggest issue that you've experienced with a pet? Kind of, or maybe not issue, but just kind of the craziest situation and circumstance that you've run into in divorce with the surrounding the pet?
You know, over the years, we've had all kinds of amazing situations happen, and people do really wackadoodle things when they're going through divorce. And one of the most heartbreaking ones is when one party moves out of the family home and they don't immediately take the pet with them. And the other party might be angry and hurt, and they want to take that anger out on someone or something. And when they decide to take that anger out on the pet, it can be really heartbreaking and devastating, because sometimes what they'll do is they'll take the pet either to the pound, which we've had happen often, or they'll take it to the vet and ask the animal to be put down. And that has got to be one of the cruelest things I think you could do in a divorce, when it doesn't happen.
It's awful.
It's horrible.
It's awful.
Absolutely unbelievable to me.
My gosh, I'm heartbroken over here.
It's done purely out of anger and a sense of revenge. And it's just trying to get back at the other party and make them hurt to the same degree that the hurt person is feeling. And that's one of the reasons why What About Wally is such a great book for people who are going through a divorce, to get in front of these issues, so that from the get-go we're starting to talk about how we're going to share the dog and who's going to really care for the animal over the long haul, and is there a way in which we can develop a relationship between both parties that revolves around the dog. And from my own experience, what I found is that when you do that, oftentimes you're able to heal the underlying relationship. When my ex and I split up, which is the memoir part of that is actually the first part of What About Wally, I was very angry. But because we had to have constant interaction about Dudley, I learned why our relationship failed. And as soon as I learned why our relationship failed, I was able to get past the anger and the hurt and recognize that the reality is we were just two people who shared a path for a while, but after a period of time, our paths diverged. And when I finally realized that, my anger and hurt dissipated, and I was now able to move forward in my life.
So this could be very therapeutic.
I think it can be extremely therapeutic for everybody involved, because they have a way in which they can talk about the issues. The second half of What About Wally is a parenting plan, and it's how you as an individual can structure a parenting plan around your dog that covers all of the same areas that we would cover with a child: visitation, holidays, travel, medical care, who's going to pay for it, what are the standards. And when you're working through those things, you're also working through underlying issues in a relationship. And that can be a wonderfully healing experience for people. So the book is really designed to explain what the problem is and provide a solution to it.
Well, David, you've given us a lot of good, some heartbreaking stories, but also some hope, right, for these couples and how they can go about parenting their pet, even if they can no longer stay together. So thank you so much for being with us here today and letting us know all about the book, What About Wally, Co-Parenting a Pet with Your Ex, which, of course, is available on Amazon.com, as well as the site whataboutwally.com. And our listeners can learn much, much more about David Pissarra at his website, davidpissarra.com. And that is David, P-I-S-A-R-R-A, davidpissarra.com. So thank you so much for being here with us today, David. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Stacey. It was a great pleasure.
And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR, the creator of JenningsWire Online Magazine. JenningsWire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit JenningsWire.com and discover the blogger that is just right for you. Till next time.